Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye old broads. It's me, Ronnie Karam. Hi. And that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing today?
Just fabulous. Just fabulous.
Well, we're here for a Vanderpump Rules reunion recap. It's the final episode of what we know as Vanderpump Rules. It will never, ever be like this again. Okay, guys?
It will never, ever be the same. I mean, who knows if it's even coming back? I mean, a lot of people are saying, stick a fork in it, it's over. A lot of people are saying it's going to be fully revamped. Who knows? Who knows what the future has? If I had some of that, like, spooky slow-mo version of the theme song to play right now, I would.
Oh, yeah.
These are the best days of our lives. Walk in slow-mo out of the restaurant. How haunting.
As Trixie Monocle slowly drowns in a pool.
Yes.
Well, everybody, here we are with Reunion Part 3. Before we get started, let's shout out some black-owned businesses, shall we?
Woo!
First up, I will start. There is Compton Vegan. They're a food delivery service. And their food looks delicious. I'm looking at their Instagram right now. Their Insta is Compton Vegan. Okay? Compton Vegan. Both those words together. Okay?
California, I assume.
You can also find them at abetterplantbasedfuture.com. So go check them out. Compton Vegan. Wow.
I would order from them, but it's a little too far away.
Yeah. Think about it. Looks delicious. Okay, Ben, what you got today, sir?
Well, one of our all-time favorite listeners, Laura Cummins, says, I just want to give you a shout-out to a pair of hair geniuses at Salon Obsessions in Silver Spring, Maryland. Barry and Kim Connell are amazing. You keep your edges, there's no wig shifting, and your hair is laid for the gods. Unisex hair at its best. The website is www.salonobsessions.com. So yes, go there for sure. Get your hair done because, by the way, hair is a major issue right now for some of us during this pandemic.
I think you look adorable. Ben's in a headband. You could see it because we're on Crappens On Demand today. So hi, everybody watching. You can see these at patreon.com. Just go to Patreon, look for the On Demand section and sign up for that. Ben is wearing a headband today. His hair is very, very long. I'm very jealous.
My hair is long. I was actually going to try to give it a Brett tendril. Because my hair is also very greasy right now because, honestly, I have not showered today. So my hair is a little greasy, and I was like, it's almost at, like, Brett length. So, I mean, I could try to make a tendril. Shall I try to make a tendril live on the show here? I'm going to pull out a piece and drop it down. No, it's not really tendriling. It's just
you're going to really have to do a twist.
Oh, that's not a good look. Because now it's, like, greasy.
Yeah,
and,
tendril
like,
making
together.
Is something you have to practice. You have to watch... you have to watch like a lot of tutorials on YouTube to learn how to groom like you're supposed to. I've been watching this lady who tells murder stories. She tells you about murders while she does a makeup tutorial. It's so good.
Oh.
And she just starts blank-faced. And then she's like, well, then there was this girl. You know, she was so in love with this guy. And she collected dolls. You might have recognized her from the doll show on TLC. And she fell in love with the wrong guy. Let me tell you. And then you sit there and watch her put on makeup for a good 20 minutes. Minutes and she just tells you all about a murder. It is some fascinating stuff.
Do you ever feel like she's just making up the story? She's just going with it?
Oh no, you can Google all that shit. Trust me, because you know I'm very late on the fascination with murder that everybody's been on for the past decade or so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was raised on that kind of stuff, so I guess I was never that fascinated. But who knew you'd just have a lady sitting there putting on makeup and telling it to you in a fun way? I mean, it changed my life.
I mean, I think we've actually been low-key on the murder train for quite a long time. Someone actually tweeted at us that apparently we had a whole bit about Countess Luann, like, marrying Stephen Avery from Making a Murderer back in, like, episode 300 and something. So, I mean, that's like 900 episodes ago on this show. So, I mean, we've been on the murder beat for quite a while.
Well,
speaking
of death, this entire cast. I still predict Jax will murder somebody. Waiting for that to come true. Just want to keep that reminder out there in every episode. Also, speaking of things changing very quickly, this show, I mean, just every week it's something new and crazy. Stassi and those guys all got fired last week. And this week, oh, and then we got a big Sasha's bullshit pregnant. Apology from Vanderpump, which we'll go into during the show a little bit, because it's like a load of horseshit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
as
that.
As I'm sure you guys have read, but we'll go into that a little bit throughout the show. And then Stassi pulled a Roxy Hart from Chicago, and right when things started to go bad, she's like, but I'm pregnant! And everyone went,
So, by the way, so I had very mixed feelings about this pregnancy news, because on the one hand, I'm just so glad that we don't have to watch a pregnancy storyline on this show. But on the other hand, I am so furious that we don't get Stassi pregnant on Vanderpump Rules, only because it would piss Jax and Brittany off so badly. Because they wanted to be the first ones to have a baby on Vanderpump Rules. They've been trying to push that, like, we just want to start a family, because they're rebranding themselves as just, like, good Americans who want a family. And so the fact that, like, Stassi and Bo beat them to the baby storyline was, like, so deeply satisfying to me. Just like that, it was anyone that beat them. I mean, it would have been, the best would have been if, honestly, it was Tom and Ariana. Not that I want them to have a baby, but, like, it just would have pissed off Jax and Brittany so much.
Yeah, because Ariana's always had that story of, like, people need to stop asking me when I'm going to have a fucking baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's it's a crazy time to not be able to drink, that's for sure. But wow, you know, so things just keep on a changing, and now the anti-Jax movement,
anti-Jaxers,
the anti-Jaxers are out in full force trying to get rid of Jax, which, oh my god, I hope that happens. Oh,
that'd
my
be
god,
very exciting.
Please get rid of Jax, just start over.
I think it's actually gonna be a little harder though, because Stassi, like with Stassi and Kristen, all their stuff with Faith, they like talked about it. They were like, it was on her podcast, it was just like full on documented and undeniable. Whereas now, please, please, please correct me if I'm wrong, because I just am not fully up on all the stuff.
Oh my god, but, like, Jax's stuff.
Are there documented stuff? I'm
tons
sure he's
of it. There's a whole
okay,
Instagram
good.
Like Fire Jax or Cancel Jax or something.
And I have not been following, honestly.
You can look at all the evidence right there. I mean, it's a lot.
Oh, because I know that there was, you know, people, there was the stuff we talked about last week, that there was rumors that Brittany said some racially insensitive, at the as the kind way to put it, things about Faith, but that was just sort of like I'm not saying that she didn't say it, but like
it wasn't
not
caught
like
on tape or anything, right?
Yeah,
it wasn't documented. But yeah, Jax's, let me just go through Jax's Twitter. It's a fucking horror show. And a lady from 90 Day Fiance came out and posted some comments that he had left on her thing, because she he says something like, your boyfriend's nose is huge, like he needs a nose star or something, like what you can't say to a person, like stupid, you know, Jax, idiot. And that was obviously racist, which brings us to our next, that's
he
just one of many, but that is what's bringing us to our next topic, which is Lance Bass. So Lance Bass this week went on his podcast and was like, what, Jax? I mean, we just had, what, Jax? I mean, we knew that he was an asshole, but, you know, I called to tell Jax that I didn't agree with it, and I had seen that 90 Day Fiance post and said, you just can't say that. And he said, what's the big deal with saying people's noses are big? I mean, Jewish people have big noses, too.
Oh, geez. See, I didn't know any of this.
I mean, oh, wow. God. And I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's just such a clusterfuck of Jax.
Yeah, that's the thing. Know? Sometimes when someone is such an idiot and you're like, wow, the depths, like there is a very dark comedy in all this, like that someone can be such a supreme idiot and so awful. Like, that's actually kind of why we laugh at so many of these shows, because like,
Jesus,
it's like,
Jax,
how can someone be so terrible? You know, also, what I did see is I saw that Lance's husband, isn't it, people call him Turkey, right? Because his last name's like Turkey or Turkish or some Turko, or people call him Turkey, I think. Or maybe that's
they call him Tarzan.
Is it Tarzan?
Yeah, that's how he was introduced to us. I think Turkey. They said it's Tarzan. His name is Tarzan.
I don't know. His husband basically tweeted out and was like, listen, we always knew he was an asshole, we were just, like, really hoping that he wouldn't be an asshole, and Lance basically said, if we're going to go into business together, you have to, like, not be an asshole, I need to see some real growth, and Lance didn't even want to officiate the wedding, but that Jax and Lisa were begging and begging and begging, and since he was already going, he's like, okay, fine, I'll do it, blah, 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 blah. So that's another voice if he God,
and
or
he
not.
Just went on and on because people were giving him shit. Like, why is it okay? You guys were just officiating his wedding, and now to save your own ass, you're out there like, oh, we don't agree. We'll jump down with Jax. And he's like, no, no, we always knew, but we didn't know all this stuff, which is very Lisa Vanderpump's apology, which is like, dear everyone in the world, dearest poor people. It's me, Lisa Vanderpump, sitting on a tiny chandelier, which is inside a bigger chandelier, which is inside an even bigger chandelier. Now listen, it's come to my attention that people who once worked for me might have done something bad, which I knew nothing about and had no idea. It's like, Lisa, you gave Stassi your lawyers to use against Faith. What are you talking about? Sure, just borrow my lawyers on the way out, darling, for that thing I know nothing about.
Ken and I own several restaurants where there may or may not be an occasional magic trick. Ba-boom! Oh, I'm right behind you now, but I'm still apologizing. And here's what I have to say. We have many restaurants with many employees, and there are many, many diverse people there. Some people are white, some people are a little bit less white, and some people have freckles. But the point is this. We have many people of many different colors at our restaurants, and what you're seeing is just a fraction of our employees. So what I'm saying is, we only want white people on my show.
Pretty much. Right? I mean, that's pretty much how it read, yeah.
It was very ridiculous. It was like, well, I only just found out that Jax is even working in my restaurants.
What? Was that kind of bullshit apology? So that happened.
Not great.
And, then Lance, you know, a few days or a couple of days, I don't even know when this interview happened, really. I find out all my news at the best news source, Facebook groups. Okay. he came out and said, oh, yeah, I guess on the same podcast, he said, we've gotten rid of Jax. He's no longer part of the company. He stepped down, which I'm sure that everybody was really worried about your just add Jax or whatever the fuck your lame-ass business is.
Yeah. Like, wow, I hope it wasn't impacting those sales.
Pins and needles just dying to know what's going to happen to just add X.
Yes. All their sales went from 7 to 4, so they really had to change things up.
Yes, and so he said, we got rid of him, and then Jax comes out on E the next day, E Online, and he's like, what? No, I'm still part of the company. I don't know what they're talking about.
No, I thought that Jax...
That's news to me.
I thought Jax then said, no, I volunteered to step down because of all the attention. Sorry, I'm trying to fix all my, like, strange Brett tendrils that I, like, summoned by mentioning it. My hair in the back is, like, fully caroling out. But I thought Jax then... Lance Bass was saying something like, we told him he has to go away, and then Jax's take on it was more of like a heroic martyr of like, well, with everything going on, I thought I would just step away because I don't want to hurt the business, yada yada yada, which of course Jax would give himself that kind of edit, if that makes sense.
Yes, and no one has asked about beer cheese yet, which is really what I'm dying to know about.
Where the only people who've asked about beer cheese have been us. We were the only two people who asked about the beer cheese, and that was the one question. When he crashed our show at South by Southwest, that was the one question that got him mad. I said, what's going on with the beer cheese? He's like, man, like, why are you guys always out trying to get me? People are always trying to get out. I was like, you said you're making beer cheese, and I want to know where the beer cheese is.
He also got mad when we made fun of his hockey.
Yeah. Maybe that's what got him mad. Maybe that's what it was, not the beer cheese. Well, the point is this. Jax is terrible. And by the way, if just in case, you know, listen, Vanderpump Rules isn't the only place you have to go to if you want to see a little bit of racism. You can also go to Below Deck Med. Breaking news from like 2 hours ago. Peter from Below Deck Med was fired.
The unit.
He's barely even been in Bravo. He got fired for posting something extraordinarily racist. It's actually horrifying. I was like, what did he post? What did this idiot post? And I saw it, and it actually, like, sickened me on his story. So this wasn't even something that was unearthed 8 years ago, as far as I can tell. It looked like it was something posted to a story. It was so terrible. It's not even bearing repeat. It was a stupid meme that he posted, and
just but disgusting. The point is, so did he you post see it? That, yeah. And then someone was giving him shit about it on Twitter, like, what the fuck, dude? Why would you post something like that? And he's like, what? I've it's bondage. You know, people of many races are into bondage, and it's sexual. And trust me, I get very sexual with every race. Ew, you fucking pig.
It's just so disgusting. So Bravo basically said, we are going to be re-editing the second half of a Below Deck Med to like minimize his appearance in there. So like on behalf of the editors also, well, mostly like the racism is terrible, but then like these poor editors now have to like fucking work overtime to fix all this shit. All the storylines are probably going to get messed up because of this dumbass. And, you know, I mean, I'm acting like this is the worst part of this whole thing, but like, fuck you, unit. How about that? Let's just say that.
Yeah, just disgusting. There's going to be a lot of brief flair for sale. I'll tell you that. They're going to need a lot of working editors. It's going to be a lot of brief flair on these shows. Just
brief flair. We need that brief flair to come on in. So I think that's like sums up pretty much all the racist and problematic stuff in the Bravo universe for today.
God. Unless there's anything it actually else doesn't missed. Even, but you know what? We'll just leave it at there today.
Is there more? So, are there more people? Oh, because now there's rumors that Brandy from Real Housewives of Dallas got fired.
There's rumors that she got fired. There's rumors that Kelly's gotten fired. She says she hasn't, but we'll see. And then, of course, Tamara Barney's like, you should fire her for her comments. And so we'll see. You know, it's everybody's on the chopping block at the moment over there.
It's a bloodbath. I mean, I kind of don't know.
That's a busy
Bravo's
kitchen over there, Bravo. I'll tell you that much. they're trying to figure out how to fix a lot of eggs, gang.
Whoopsies. Well, for now, we have, you know, Vanderpump Rules reunion part 3.
Vanderpump Rules, the end of Vanderpump Rules as we know it. So here we are for reunion part 3. Everybody's coming back from peeing, and Lisa's doing a makeup, and Andy's like, guys, why is Tom Sandoval not here? We had 20 minutes to pee.
So finally Tom comes back from his pee break, and hey, all summer long Stassi's constant push to get engaged almost sent Bo to an early grave. Get it? Because grave sort of rhymes with engage, if you think about it. There's a long A. Engraved.
He gave himself that proud nod, you know, that like proud nod, cockeyed smile nod. Like, wow, you got the A sound in two words. Congratulations. Yeah.
Take a look. So then we saw a montage of Stassi nagging Bo for a ring. So really one of the more insufferable Stassi montages we've seen.
The best thing about this whole montage was that it's in Zoom format, so we saw so many people's face watching it, and Brittany is just furious. It's hilarious. Like, all the shots of Brittany just sitting there like, you know, just so mad, not smiling through all these clips.
Is she mad because Stassi's engagement storyline, like, infringed on her wedding storyline?
My wedding season!
You know who really got the short shrift was Lala. Her engagement is, like, barely acknowledged, except for when she says, my fiancé. But, like, she's not getting any sort of wedding fiancé kind of love from the producers. And, by the way, I say thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good. You know, so everyone's laughing, and Stassi's like, oh my God, this is like so embarrassing. And she's like, I will say this. She like does her karate chop in the camera. I will say this, you men or women wanting to get engaged, do not make the person wait and do not try to surprise them. Okay. I'm like, you can karate chop the camera all you want. I do not give a fuck about people getting engaged. Okay. Stop it. Stop putting it on my television. I'm offended.
Yeah. Literally do not care. If you are like, wanting to get engaged is not a personality, okay? So, like, I don't care if you're, like, waiting, if you're sitting there waiting for the ring. I'm like, it literally is not. I would rather watch vaginal rejuvenation during an aerial yoga class while all surrounded by a cryotherapy
over a cryo
pod. Like, I literally do not care if the question has not been popped to you yet. Like, literally just like tell me when it's happened. I'll be there for the moment. I'm okay if you say I hope we get engaged. I hope he pops the question. And I'm even there for you. I'm even okay with a storyline that's like should I stay or leave? Because what's the point of me putting in if this person's not ready? But what I don't care about is, are you going to propose? Are you going to propose? When are you going to propose? Where's my ring? Where's my ring? Where's my ring?
Like, I literally like don't care about any of it, okay? None of it. I don't. These are just basic things we all do. It's like people who have week-long birthdays, you know? Fuck that. Yeah. Fuck you. It's like people who are like, hey, guess what? It's quarantine time, but my kid's graduating from high school, so let's all drive around the house for 2 hours so we can say hi in a fun way that only we're going to give you your R germs, okay? It's like, fuck you. I just want to like pass by with empty Diet Coke cans and throw them at the kid. Like, congratulations, ass kisser. You made it through high school.
So then we get like another montage of Stassi and Bo fighting about getting engaged, because like I guess the first montage was where's the ring, and the second one was are you gonna pop the question. And so Andy's asking why Stassi was crying so much. There was that one dinner that we were supposed to care about, where they went out to dinner and she thought she was gonna get she thought that Bo was gonna propose, and then he didn't, and so she like lost her mind.
Yeah, she's like, well, it's because he had a mic pack in his pocket and it looked just like a ring box. Mic packs do not look like ring boxes, okay? Now you're just seeing things wherever you go.
Yeah,
you
know, that's just pure lunacy.
It's like the menu is rectangular as well. Did you think that was a ring box? Are we just picking any kind of rectangular thing?
I went to the supermarket and there was an entire stack of wedding rings. I'm like, those were sardine tins. No, I'm pretty sure they're wedding rings. And then Tom Schwartz is like, oh, so what's sexier, a penis bulge or a ring bulge? It's like, well, Tom, you're in West Hollywood. You should know that sometimes a ring bulge can be a penis bulge.
Or in Jax's case, it was. Because he literally yes. kept his ring in his penis, as we saw. So Andy's like, Kristen, Carter said that Carter told Bo that he needed to thank you for setting them up. You agree? And she's like, oh my God, no, I don't agree with Carter. Oh. It's like, Kristen, every scene after that was you cheering on Carter and being like, yes, Carter, yes. Stop trying to kiss their ass. They don't want to be your friend. Just stop, okay?
Exactly.
Cut your losses. You're pathetic at this point.
And Stassi's like, but you were defending him in every interview you did up to this moment, but I do appreciate you saying no right now. So Kristen's like, all I said was that he was defending me, and like, I don't respect that. And she's like, tries to say something, and Lala goes, no, just leave it at you don't support Carter. Just don't. I'm like, you know what, Lala? I don't even know where I stand on this stupid issue, but I do know one thing. I don't want to hear your voice on it. Like, I really don't care what you have to say right now, Lala. I am mad at you.
Shut up, lady. You went off about crop tops while she was wearing a crop top dress.
Lala, I feel betrayed by you because you were supposed to be our hero and you've turned into this.
Yeah,
okay, Lala.
We were rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you.
So Andy's like, well, Lisa, you sure had your share of unruly bartenders and defiant waitresses. And by unruly and defiant, I mean racist. So this year, it was your turn to manage the managers themselves.
So then we see a montage of Max and Danica, etc. And Andy's like, Lisa, I'm sure you wouldn't continue employing Max and Danica if they weren't good at their jobs. So what makes them good managers? But first of all, Andy, I just want to say, I only just found out we had managers. And if I'd realized this, I would have fired them a long time ago.
I had no idea there was a thing called sexual harassment, Andy. It blew my mind when I heard about it, Andy. I want to assure every dog in the world, I will not let one of my managers try and stick his dinky inside of you. Thank you, Andy.
When I thought Danica was the name of our new blender, I thought it was a brand name. So when they said Danica's acting up, I said, get a new blender. We can't go another night without our pureed beet soup.
And then she, but for real, guys, she's like, well, the thing that makes Max special is that he puts in so many hours. Now, would I prefer that he wasn't banging the staff? Of course. But with Danica, the thing is she needs to grow up and soften up. She just gets so black and white, Andy, and she just gets it wrong over there, you know? I mean, you're yelling at Danica? Max is the one fucking everybody in her restaurant and causing a problem. How is that okay?
Yeah,
you know, I get it that is. You don't have a central HR unit there, but
Mm-hmm. No, it's totally fucked up because, first of all, when she's like, well, he's... The reason why he's such a good manager is because he puts in so many hours and he's also a great bartender who can step in whenever. Wow, I wonder, like, is that, like, are those rare skills in L.A.? Or is Max the only one who is capable of putting in hours and mixing a drink? It just feels like such a cop-out. She's, well, the staff loves him. Okay, I'll give a little bit of that. But unfortunately, it seems like the staff is, like, also sleeps with him. And by the staff sleeps with him, it's more like he sleeps with the staff. And when she's like, now, when do I wish he wouldn't sleep with the staff? Yes. I'm like, you are the boss. You say, do not sleep with the staff. It's as simple as that. You write a memo and say, there shall be no sleeping with the staff. These are your employees. And you are opening us up to liabilities by sleeping with the staff. Let alone the fact that it's also just, like, fucked up. I mean, that is basically sexual harassment. Even, well, not, even with two consenting adults, it's just, it's fucked up because that's a workplace and it always ends badly.
Yeah, and in this show, it's a little weirder because everybody fucks each other on this show. That's what the show's about. But they're not working with each other. Now, I guess you could make the argument that Peter's hooked up with people before or whatever, but...
I mean, the thing is this. I mean, it's sort of also an unfair question in a weird way to ask Lisa because basically Max is there not because he's a great manager. He's there because... He's a character on the show and he sleeps with everyone. And so it's basically like a soap opera, right? And so, but so now Lisa has to pretend like there's a real like administrative reason why he's there, which is like, you know, she probably is like, because he's people find him good looking and then he sleeps with people and creates drama. Like, that's really what the answer is.
Yeah. But she's so like getting on him. She's like getting on him. And, you know, okay, the reason is, like, he causes drama and he's supposed to do that. But then it's a problem with Danica, you know, like,
I agree.
She attacks.
It's totally
every time it's, like, standard. A problem with the guy, she attacks the woman, you know? And we're used to seeing that, sadly enough, from men all the time.
Yeah.
But when it's the woman, it's like, come on, Lisa. Like, every single time you're going to take the guy's side, every single time this whole fucking episode.
Yeah, series. No, exactly. I mean, the issue with Danica is that she messed up an order with that table one time, and she pushed Brett Willis. She put her hands on Brett Willis! And basically, she said that Brett and Lisa Vanderpump had the hots for each other. So that's really the problem for Lisa.
Well, that's where she goes next. She's like, because Raquel sticks up for her. She's like, yeah, but Danica's also the best manager in the world. She knows table numbers. And Lisa's like, well, listen, I think she's been downright rude. And look, I hate to make this personal, but I do have a personal issue when she's going on national television saying I'm having an affair with Brett. Now that pisses me off. You're the one joking about fucking Brett in every episode that you see him. You're the one making that the joke that he's so hot and you want to fuck Brett and he wants to fuck you. What are you even talking about? So then we see the clip of Danica doing this on the after show, and she did not say that they were fucking
each other. She did not say they were having an affair. She said, like, she's grossed out by the fact that they were trying to do this, like, mother-son kind of thing, because they're both hot, and they both probably fantasize about each other, which is a very different thing. It's actually a sort of cheeky comment that Lisa Vanderpump makes left and right about everyone and everything under the sun. But it clearly hit a nerve, by the way, because Lisa has never been this bothered by it.
She's like, I have children, I have a husband, I have Poofy, Sloofy, Jakey, Diamonds, Rosé, Hanky, Panky, Cotton, Corn. My little ballerina raccoons were very hurt by what you said about me.
I also have Richardson. That is a reference to someone who is not white, who is sort of on the show a little bit once every three seasons.
So Kristen's like, Danica, you're lucky that you have a job because, like, all I did was tell one manager to suck a dick.
By the way, I'm just, like, imagining right now, I just had this, like, vision of Pandora watching Danica's interview and being like, Mommy, are you having an affair with Brett, Mommy? Mommy? Just, like, in a little cloak. With a little lantern coming into the... She just comes into the room with a little lantern through the fog. Mommy, I heard something terrible, Mommy. It's my message to Pandora.
She's like, yeah, all I did was tell one manager to suck a dick, and then Jax is, Jax is trying to pipe in, like, I got married, anybody gonna talk about that? And Danica's like, Lisa, I'm, like, sorry, like, that offended you, but, like, obviously, I know that you're not, like, fucking Brett, but, like, sorry if that came out the wrong way, I guess. Also, my nose holes are completely collapsing during the course of this, can someone help me?
Well, it definitely came out the wrong way.
Her nose holes are like this by this point in the reunion. They're like completely collapsed, okay? This is why people start injecting things. Like, how are you even breathing right now?
The structural integrity of her nostrils has come under review. So Lisa's like, well, it definitely came out the wrong way. Thank you very much. I've been married for 37 years. I have 2 children. Well, one really, and another that's a busboy who I took under my wing. And well, then there's also Cedric, who was my child at one point. But anyway, I don't need to hear that. And
Brittany's just laughing. I have Poofy, Sploofy, Jiggy, Wiggy, Diamonds, Rosé.
Teddy Mellencamp. Oh, wait, she betrayed me.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Virilio, it's Lindsay Ferrelio.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So then Andy's like, Max is banning someone from talking shit, something that a general manager should really be focused on. And Max is like, no, and I can agree that was like a really reactive moment, and I handled it incorrectly, and I apologize to Lisa and Tom, and to make it up to them, I had sex with 3 more waitresses just to show how invested I am in the business.
Yeah, he answers in such a guy from Vanderpump Rules way. He's like, well, I apologize, Lisa and Tom, but I felt backstabbed because, like, I mean, I didn't know, like, I didn't know why you didn't like me all of a sudden. Like, you're, like, always, like, hooking me up with your friends. I was like, what exit sign are you looking at right now? There's literally nobody in your house, dude. He's like, who's following
there's
me?
There's, like, a
he's
cat just toy. Looking someone's around, like, little thing. He's just, yeah. Yeah, that's why he was mad at Danica. He's like, you know what? You were, like, hooking me up with your friends. And I felt backstabbed. Brett and Max do a really good job of just painting themselves as these poor guys who've just been the victim of women. Because Danica's like, I'm annoyed because what happens is you fuck these girls and then I'm working with them and then they are like complaining the entire time and like it's like annoying, you know? And he's like, but I still talk to them to this day. Well, I mean, not so much talk to them, but we like follow each other on Instagram, which is like the same as talking. So I don't see your point.
Yeah, she's like, she says all that, and he's like, well, that's not true, and, like, you're the one who, like, hooks me up with girls, and then, like, you get mad at me. Like, it's like you going to the bar and then getting me a shot and being like, Brett, do you want a shot? And then I take the shot, and then you call me an alcoholic because I took the shot. I was like, guess what? If you're an alcoholic and you took the shot that somebody offered you, you're still an alcoholic. Like, you're not magically not an alcoholic for that shot.
Yeah. Exactly. It's called use some judgment. Like, you can have standards for yourself. You can say, you know what, this is probably not a good idea for me to sleep with this girl. Because there are a million girls in Los Angeles, a million outside of Sir and the whole Vanderpump empire.
And then so, Kristen, you know, who's been standing up for Jax this whole time, so I guess we shouldn't really be surprised by this answer. She goes, Danica, do you have a problem? Because, like, I think that you want to fuck Max, and that's all I hear from you right now, is that you want to fuck... It's like...
To be fair, I also hear a bird version of Morrissey's seminal hit, The More You Ignore Me. Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka, ka-ka-ka-ka-ka, ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. Anyone else? No?
Uh-oh, it's getting pretty dramatic in here. Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka.
Uh-oh. Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka
cock. All right, that's just Star Wars now. Stop, Kristen.
Hey, Mariposa. A little bit of caca on the side. A little bit of caca on my mind. A little bit of caca. Is anyone still listening to me?
Caca number five. So the dogs are barking, of course, because it's Jackson Brittany, who are just morons and don't know how to put their dogs in a bathroom like everybody else, okay?
Yeah.
And so Jack's like, you guys, chill. And Bo goes, guys, why don't you just lock the dogs in a room? And Brittany's like, we can hear you.
Oh, God. They are like, this was actually the thing that may have pissed me off the most about them over all three episodes, was their indignant like behavior and attitude over the handling the dogs, because clearly they've all been told to get to like to put their to take care of their dogs, and the fact that they won't and that they are like now mad at other people, I'm like, this represents everything wrong with them. So Brittany's like, yeah, we can hear you, and Jack says, it's just gonna happen when you have dogs. It's just gonna happen. Like, put your dogs in a cage, in a room, anywhere, in a basement, not in the car, but like somewhere.
Yeah, and she's like, they're a commitment. They are a commitment. It's like if you start the McDonald's Monopoly board, you just have to get a supersize every day. What are you going to do? Just let your board die?
Well, and then Brittany goes, I don't understand what this meant. She goes, well, the equipment is going bad. I'm like, the equipment's going bad. What?
I don't know. And Stassi's like, well, listen, we do have dogs, okay? And we're supposed to get a babysitter. And she's like, well, there's also a pandemic going on, and I don't want my dog in people's houses. And Jackson's like, yeah, people just don't want dogs in their houses.
Oh, please. I feel like Jax is the first person. I bet if you go through Jax's social media, I'm sure he has tweets about, let's open up this country, let's open up this country. He'd be the first one to like use an excuse go and find like,
he actually had a tweet that was like, after he was trying to be all BLM for like 2 days or whatever he was doing, he had a tweet that was like, so we all have to stay in, but it's okay to protest? Yeah. Okay. I guess that's something no one told me about that. Andy's like, well, listen, guys, I'd love to fight about your dog some more, but I'd really love to pivot to slut-shaming Sheena, okay? Because that's really fun, all right? Let's watch this music video. James, you're no stranger to terrible YouTube-produced music videos, so what do you think about that? And he's like, well, honestly, Andy, I thought it was pretty raunchy, Andy. It was pretty raunchy, Andy. I don't know. It was a bit much, Andy.
You know what I really needed, Andy? It really needed more blue paint being thrown on her face, okay? How about just like big streams of paint just falling on her body? That's how you do a music video, Andy.
I know, fucking James over there shooting music videos with Lala is going to tell us what's too much. So Andy's like, and Brett, you said that Sheena violated you. Let's go into Shishu 2 again, because that was a fun discussion. And he's like, okay, I get it. That was dramatic, but it's what I actually meant to say was, and Sheena cuts him off, and she's like, but you need to work on your communication, because if you don't want to do something, you should explain it, okay? Stop being such a pussy corner!
No, probably, admittedly, probably not the best tactic to take. I think one thing that we're learning is that we're not blaming the quote-unquote victims, right? We're not saying you should have spoken up as much as Brett is a victim.
I'm not even gonna,
I'm not even going to go down. I'm just saying that,
like, I'm not saying that Brenda's a victim, but I'm just saying, like, that's not Sheena's correct take. I think Sheena should just, I think Sheena should just lean into the fact that Brett is two-faced, because he is fully two-faced. And Jax is like, he's like, I came downstairs and I heard something about a blowjob, that like she offered a blowjob and he said no. And I was like, who does that? I mean, whenever I go to Orange Theory, I mean, like, I never get blowjobs at the gym. Never, ever, ever, ever. So, anyway, go on. Next question.
Yeah. Cause Jax's thing is that he never watches the show, which is such a lie. Cause you know that he watches that shit like 20 times an episode.
Yeah.
Or 20 he watches every episode 20 times. So anyway, Sheena's like, it was a joke, okay? Lala makes those jokes. Like, what? She's really going to give a blowjob for a Range Rover? Yes. Yes. She's given so many fucking blowjobs. She's in a mansion right now in the hills. Yes, she literally gave a blowjob for a Range Rover. That wasn't a joke. This is not a good argument. Okay.
Yeah, this is, do you see where she is broadcasting from, okay? Do you see it?
This is not the argument you want to use Lala as a corroborating witness in, okay, Sheena?
Yeah. Never try to emulate Lala's behavior, okay? How about that, you know? She's like, well, so I was just, like, trying to be funny. I'm thinking, like, how am I going to pay you? Blowjobs or money, okay? Like, girlfriend status or money? Or, like, I don't know, like, maybe we'll get married sometime because we sort of have a connection. Or money, you know, something like that.
But, Sheena, you did like bread, and you thought there was a possibility you could get together. And she's like, well, I mean, look, I'm just saying that we, like, clicked right away, okay? Like, sure, yeah, we clicked.
And then we see a clip of Sheena starting to cry where she's like, but Vanderpump, I don't want to date him. I really don't. I'm telling you the truth. Like, I mean, like, sure, he's nice and everything. I really like him. Like, he's great. Like, I bought him a horse at a stable. Like, I adopted a horse and, like, named it Brett. But, like, seriously, like, I don't like him.
She's like, you know, I generally just, like, wanted him to be, like, a friend, and, like, I'm, like, a flirty person when I'm single, and, like, anyone who knows me knows that, and, like, I'm also, like, very good at comedy, and so, like, one of my favorite bits is to be, like, do you want a blowjob, or should I pay you money for something, which is, like, a classic comedy bit, so, like, it's just, like, a lot, it's just, like, a lot right now.
And Brett's just like, oh, yeah, Sheena, oh, like, staring at the camera, winking at himself. And Andy asks Charlie, he's like, so, Charlie, you were just turned off so quickly on your date with Brett. What was that about? And she's like, and Jax goes, oh, because he doesn't belong to sugardaddy.com. That's why.
Like, you're the one who's friends with Lala.
You're the one who's, like, rumored to literally have been a whore, Jax. Like, give me a break. Like, are you seriously going to come after somebody? Jerk.
Yeah, and so Charlie's basically like, I just felt, like, weird because, like, the whole Sheena, I knew about the Sheena situation. Sheena was, like, one of the few people who was, like, nice to me. So, like, when I, like, went on that day with Brett, I'm just like, it's too much. So I just, like, took myself out of that situation.
Yeah, and he starts shit-talking Sheena. Like, that's what Brett did on that day. All he wanted to do was, like, try and get Sheena in trouble. He always does that. So Brett's like, well, this is what, and then the line of Brett saying, this is why I can't have friends that are girls, because you guys, like, you just take this, you take things to another level, okay?
You know, I realize that Brett shares a lot of mental DNA with Carl from Summer House. Like that, like, that very, like, trying to frame himself as this nice guy who's just being honest, sort of like the victim to these crazy women who toy with his heart and emotions when he just is trying to bare his soul to them, you know?
Yeah, he's like trying to get people, like he flirts with people to try and get them to like him, and then he acts like they're crazy for, he's ass-lighting them. Basically, like he's trying to make them crazy with them. Ass.
Yes, that is an amazing term, ass-lighting. Right?
So Charlie and Charlie going, you can just go home and write it in your diary then, whatever.
I mean, Charlie is amazing. So then, where are Sheena and Brett now?
Well, up until I saw the last three episodes, he said, and I quote, I'm going to be so far up your ass, Sheena, at the reunion apologizing that you're going to be, like, so happy, like, when I take back everything I said. So I'm just sort of, like, sitting here still waiting. Like, I don't know, do I have to give him, like, a blowjob or something for him to say it? That was a joke. That was a joke.
So he laughs. He's like, ha, ha, ha. He laughs in a way like, oh, Sheena, you're so full of shit. But then he goes, ha, ha, ha. Yes, I did say that because in the moment I felt bad. But, you know, like, it doesn't, just because I'm not saying that now, it doesn't mean that I felt that way in the moment. And Lala just goes, clowns. All clowns.
Which, all she's clowns. Not necessarily wrong, but the fact that she indeed herself looks like a circus clown at this moment doesn't help. But she, like, just because of the fillers, etc. I'm not trying to, genetic shame her, just the fillers. She has clown fillers. If clowns were to get fillers, they would look like that.
They're getting bigger by the second. I'm telling you, they're growing during this reunion. By the end, yeah, she's going to have like 2 clown feet. You know, those like big red feet.
She's going to be sending red balloons to all these people on the cast. Everyone should be careful. So, you can imagine just like you look down in a storm gutter and there's Lala. Hey, Shishu.
Just to ruin your life with innuendo. Like, changes the whole movie, really.
It really does.
So, Brett is like, oh, Sheena, okay. I'm sorry for making you think that I wanted something, even when I made it as clear as possible to anyone who would listen that I didn't. Which is not the point of this, Brett. It's not how bad. He's making every article like, I'm sorry you're so in love with me, okay?
Yeah. I'm sorry that I misled you, even though any idiot could tell I was being perfectly clear and not misleading you. So I'm like, so you're not apologizing.
No.
And you're framing yourself to somehow be this, like, this guy who's so valiant and noble who people can't help but like misunderstand, when you did say to her that you were going to apologize left and right, and now you're walking it back, but somehow just saying like,
it's like, sorry,
you're
I'm
apologizing
hot.
For misleading and not apologizing for being dishonest.
Yes. And she's like, but you're the thing I want you to apologize for is you're saying one thing to my face and then behind my back, you're saying all this other stuff. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, look, I'm sorry if I gave you the wrong impression and you live to only fuck me. Okay. I'm sorry that I'm that hot. I'm sorry you were so dickmatized, you know?
Yeah. And he also says, you're so defensive about it, which is like major, major ass lighting right there.
Yeah, so Ariana, who's still the drunk queen on a bar with a martini, you know, like hosting Cabaret Night.
Ariana's on a tear this episode.
I've lived that life. She's like, oh, really? Well, listen, it's not sorry for the wrong impression. Say sorry for saying one thing to her face and then something else behind her back. And he's like, but I don't believe I did that, Ariana. And she goes, all right, then you're not going to apologize, and that's that. All right, vamp, vamp.
Ariana, I apologize. I apologize that Sheena misled you to believe that I was being two-faced. So, you know, even though I clearly wasn't being that way.
Yeah. So then we ask Ariana about her depression, and she's like, I'm going to therapy, but yeah, it still sucks. Depression sucks. Mm-hmm. And then it cuts to Kristen's face, and she's doing prayer hands.
Yes,
over her.
I noticed that too. She's like supporting her hand over, supporting her chin over a hand emoji, pray hand emoji. Seriously?
She's like, I'm feeling for your depression. Also, hashtag blessed. That's it.
Actually, the real news here is that I caught a fly between my hands, and I'm just waiting for the right moment to let it free so you guys can all see it as a moment of my blossoming personality. And, God, the fly is free.
So next up, Andy is like, well, Brett and Jax might have had a fairy tale wedding, but when they came home, she realized Jax left all his fairy tale persona back at Versailles. You heard that right. Versailles. Ouch.
Ouch. Wow, that's an embarrassing name for a castle. I'll just mention again, Versailles. You got married in a fake castle with a mispronounced name. So,
yes,
where do we go from here?
And in the clips of Jax just being a fucking monster, rage texting everybody, you know, slut shaming Kristen for having a sex video and trying to bring that on camera when he's the innocent one who's like, how could you try and make me look bad on camera? I mean, just hypocrite shot after hypocrite shot of Jax, basically.
Yeah.
We get the shot that was my favorite of Britney's through the season, because I've just wanted her to admit this entire time, when she said, well, I married him knowing he was that person, so now I have to deal with it. That's right, you fucking do. And I hope you just listen to that clip over and over, because the feeling sorry for you ain't gonna happen, sister.
Yeah. And during this entire montage of Jax just being terrible, you know, Britney's trying to, there's like, she's just laughing like, oh, crazy. Look at all those antics of Jax. Wow, America's sweetheart couple. Wow, look at them. Wow, oh my goodness gracious. You're a cool guy.
Like, Kingsley. So she's like, and then the clip of him being like, you know, my brain, it's like sprained. Like, I've got a sprained brain, okay? Like, I have mental problems. Like, you can't be mean to people with mental problems. Like, how am I supposed to stay with my wife when I'm just going crazy?
And it comes back, and Brittany goes, shoo! Woo!
Shoo! And Andy goes, Jax, you seem to spiral at the end of every summer. And he's like, well, I'm good now. You know, the downfall at the end of the summers, Andy, it's just because, you know, like, I'm incredibly working on myself, Andy. And Andy's like, how? Yeah. How are you working on yourself? And he goes, well, you know, like, I work on it, you know, like, wings help, and coke, and random holes in the general vicinity of the gym. That, you know, things help, and I'm working on it,
Right. Just trying to be a better person. That's all. Just trying to be a better person, which is like so like vague, like unspecific, just easy rhetoric to throw at someone to deflect away. And Ariana's like, can we move on to a different subject so we don't spend the last 45 minutes of this reunion on this stupid thing? And Brittany's like, don't be rude!
Yeah, don't be rude! Seriously.
Even though Jack, and then of course, the other thing that happens a lot is that Brittany will start saying something and then Jax like jumps on. So she'll be like, don't be rude!
Yeah,
like,
don't be rude!
Yeah, don't be rude! Don't be rude!
Yeah, they're that terrible couple at a kid's sports game. There's always that terrible couple who's like booing the other team and like, your kid fucked up! Yeah, your kid fucked up!
No, they're the couple where, like, the rules don't apply to them, which is why their dogs were out, where everyone else in the cast... Like, this cast has, like, a million dogs. By the way, in case you didn't notice, Lisa Vanderpump literally has, like, the, like, entire population of Idaho's dogs in her living room. And she even she found ways to, well, she's rich, so she could stow them away pretty easily. I mean, Rocio is, like, in the basement with a sea of dogs, just trying to, like, keep them all quiet. But the point is this. Everyone found a way to keep their dogs quiet, except for them, right? It's like, oh, well, we just can't. You know, the rules don't apply to them. And it's probably Jax leading that charge. And then Brittany just is like a blind defender to his bad behavior, despite what she says.
You're so fucking triggered by these dogs. I love it.
I am so triggered. No, because I get really triggered by sanctimonious dog owners. I'm sorry, everyone.
I know.
But we all know. It doesn't mean that dogs are bad. It doesn't mean that dog owners are bad. I'm saying sanctimonious dog owners, the ones who are like, well, I know my dog is good, so it doesn't have to be on a leash. I know my dog would never do this. It's not a problem. I've told this story many times, many, many times, that one time I went to a dinner party, and this guy was talking about his dog, and I just asked theoretically, like, because I was curious, if your dog ever attacked someone, what would happen? He goes, well, my dog would never attack anyone. I was like, no, I'm just saying, like, theoretically, what would you have to do? And he goes, well, my dog wouldn't attack anyone, so it's not even an issue. I was like, well, what sort of dog do you go? He goes, half pit bull, half wolf. And I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not gonna deal with this. So that's what they remind me of, that, like, that of people who think the rules don't apply to them and then get mad at everyone else for being, like, annoyed at them.
Well, if it makes you feel better, people like that get a lot better when they have children.
Children? Oh, well, that's true. I mean, I think we all know that children fix everything. So.
Yeah, they fix everything, yeah, guys. Yeah. Look at my parents. They're just thrilled to be alive and together. So anyway, Ariana's like, yeah, this is the same shit. Ariana's just in a different place today. I'm just swirling up, you know, martini in my mind. Like, this is just the same shit as every other reunion. Like, oh, work in progress, blah, 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 blah.
And then we get some good Brie flair here. Whichever editor did this, if this was your parting gift to Vanderpump Rules, God bless, because then we get a montage of every single Vanderpump Rules reunion of Jax declaring that he's a work in progress.
Every single one. So good. And Jax is so mad when that clip is shown. He's like, well, look, I'm going to be a work in progress the rest of my life, all right? Like, what do you want? Like, I'm a work in progress, okay? Because I'm not perfect. And Tom's like,
yeah, bro, but you literally contradict yourself. I'd like to show you how much in this trumpet solo. It's like, Tom, put down the trumpet. God.
I will tell you how much you contradict yourself right after I'm done going to the bathroom. Bye.
So Jax is like, listen, I was around when you guys didn't get along. I mean, come on, Tom. Your friends would come to my house from St. Louis and stay with me because you guys didn't get along. And he's like, bro, that's, like, not true. He's like, yeah, Kristen will vouch for me. You know, the one I called the compulsive liar in the clip we just watched. My witness. She's my character witness. You know, the one that lied about having sex with me for months and months.
Seriously.
And months. She'll vouch for me.
Seriously. Then Ariana, like, gets out of her chair, and she's like, Jax is bothered. She starts doing his dance. She's like, I'm drunk. I don't care. Jax is bothered. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool, Raquel. Fuck you.
Yeah. She's like, you want to have a real conversation? Because you're acting like a child. Congrats. Good for you.
Oh, suddenly. I am, like, so angry right now. Like, I am just, like, at level 14 out of 10, pretty much because of the dog shit. So when Brittany starts talking about, she's like, you're going to act like a child. I'll tell you who's acting like a child. Your husband at all times, okay? And I don't care when she says, you know, I have to take up for my husband, but I yell at him behind the scenes. I'm like, The amount, I don't believe it. I do not believe it. I believe you do some token yelling so that we can say that you yelled. But I do the way that Brittany yells at the other people, but really gives a pass to Jax, I just, nope.
Yeah, I don't care if you yell at him behind the scenes. Who cares? He's an asshole, period. The fact that you tied yourself to that is you did this to yourself.
Daddy issues.
So then Tom is like, well, you say you want to be a better person, but then you start tweeting and tweeting all these fucking lies. And everybody's cracking up because Jax has no legs to stand on in this, you know? And Ariana's still like, you still want the last topic of the reunion to be around Jax? And he's like, oh, because you two are so awesome. You're just so awesome. You're so perfect. You never make
mistakes. You're so perfect. You're so perfect.
Quiet, Kingsley. Yeah.
You're a cougar.
And Ariana goes, I'm garbage. And she starts yelling in the camera and clapping at them. She's like, I'm a garbage person. That's why I'm on this show.
It was kind of one of the most brutally honest moments in the history of Bravo.
Yeah. So she's like, do you want to talk about how I'm garbage, or do you want to talk about yourself being garbage? That's fine, but I don't want to hear this hero shit, you know? And he's like, well, this wasn't about you, Ariana. I got married. I'm married now.
So awful. So, hey, Jax, why were you so pissed at Max's beach cleanup day? And Jack's like, you know what? I woke up and I was like in a bad mood and I just didn't feel like driving to Malibu when there are three parks right here that are full of trash. I'm like, just say you didn't want to go, which is actually, he does ultimately say that. I will give a reluctant prop to Jax. He's like, basically, I didn't want to go, which I think is totally fair. But he's like, but there's trash. Look, 25 cars to save the world. I mean, these parks are full of trash. I'm like, okay, don't act like you have some alternate environmental cause to go along with it. You didn't want to go. You wanted to stay home and jerk off and play with Kingsley.
Yeah, so everybody's giving him shit about that. Like, come on, Jackson. Brittany's like, what? He's saying the truth. And Christy goes, don't say it's for the environment. I mean, give me a break. And Britt goes, well, I went and I had a good time until I found out the blah, blah, blah. And she starts like going off on them, but Jax doesn't let her. He's like, it wasn't about him. It wasn't even about Max. Look, I apologize. Like, this time I apologize like 5 hours after it happened, which is like a record for me to like give a fake apology out. I mean, usually it takes like until a reunion. So you're welcome.
And then they cut to footage of like 5 hours afterwards, and it's just him rage texting everyone again. Like, fine, don't come to my party. You're all disinvited. Did the reunion even touch on the rival parties, pool parties? I don't think it did.
No. Oh, yeah. And yeah, it did. It did a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Oh, I can't even remember. And did they even... Oh, and it talked a little bit about that police prank, but yeah, anyway.
So Jax, this is so Jax. He's like, listen, I mean, come on. I'm very good at apologizing. I'm always apologizing. Like, I'm really good at it. And Andy's like, I don't think you're really good at apologizing because I've seen you apologize over and over again at reunions and not mean it. And he goes, well, I meant it this time. What do you think about that? And he just gives Andy that evil, like, I'm going to spank you if you don't put down the goddamn box of Fruity Pebbles in the store. I already said no, Andy.
Yeah, and Jax is like, I mean, Andy, haven't you just, like, apologized to people and just, like, not meant it just to get by? And Andy's like, not really.
Wasn't that Jax summed up in one small question? I mean, there you go, everybody. He's like, but Jax has changed.
Yeah, and how could he say, well, this apology I really meant, and then say, haven't you ever just apologized just so you can move on? Like, okay, so that's him. Your sincerity.
Yep. So he's like, come on, Andy, I don't believe that. And then Brittany's like, you know, points things guy. I don't know what I wrote there. I don't know what that sentence means.
When in doubt, just say, he's a cool guy.
He's a cool guy, Andy. You know what, Andy? I know right now he looks like he doesn't like to apologize, but maybe if you put some sunglasses on, you'd see, you're a real cool guy. Okay, Andy, you're a real cool guy.
So Andy has one of his best questions of all time. He goes, Brittany, is it daunting to realize you'll have to apologize for Jax's behavior for the rest of your life?
And she's like, yeah, it's hard. Listen, you can't unsolve the first Frito in a Frito pie, Andy. Okay, it's real hard to do. It's already a soggy Frito, Andy. It's going to be tough. And Jax is like, listen, why are you pigeonholing me to be the rest of my life? Like, I mean, come on. No one's perfect. No one's perfect.
He loves doing that deflection. By the way, it doesn't even make sense. Why are you pigeonholing me to be the rest of my life? I don't think that's the proper use of pigeonholes. And I'm also afraid of all the pigeons whose holes you're going to try to find. So Andy's like, listen, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but this is our 8th reunion, and it's the same conversation with just some different people. I mean, like, I don't even have to ask if anyone's had a boob job anymore, because it's just the same shit over and over again.
Yeah. And Jax is like, well, you know, we're a tight group, Andy. And Ariana goes, yeah, right. And Brittany's like, listen, we just got to own up for stuff he shouldn't have texted. Just own up to it, Jax. And Ariana's like, I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in progress. Yeah, work in progress. Yeah. Work in progress.
Here's to the ladies who launch.
Jax is like, I thought I was doing better, okay? Like, of course I'm going to have some bad days. And then Stassi tries to explain, like, you are instilling fear in us, and Brittany is making us scared of hurting her feelings, so we can't even say anything to Brittany, and we have to be honest with you, okay? And Jax is like, well, when it comes from you, it's fine. And Ariana's like, oh, when it comes from Stassi, it's fine, but anyone else? Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, like, this is another example of why would anyone be friends with this couple at this point, right? Because he operates on a, like, his whole MO is, if you say anything against me, then we're not, like I'm, like, reign of terror is going to come for me. And then with her, if you say anything against Jax, it's going to be a whole sob story thing. Like, I thought we were friends. So you can't, like, the point is this, you really shouldn't be in a situation with two friends where there are hard truths to say, like, that you can't say. Like, how about be friends with two...
It's classic manipulation, and they do it over and over again in the rest of this reunion, which is hilarious. And I love that she spelled it out so clearly. And then it literally, like, in the next 5 minutes, Brittany, like, turns her head to cry, and then she turns around like, you guys are mean to me.
Literally. But how about you be friends with people that you don't even have to bother saying hard truths to, right? Like, how about you just be friends with two people who are, like, nice and cool, who you don't have to worry about, like, how they're gonna take your kind criticism, right? Like,
where they with them, I guess. But then the other part of that is, like, if you have to be friends because you're on TV, okay, I get that, but don't stand up for him at every fucking turn. You know, like, this whole reunion was them like, you can't talk like that, Charlie. How dare you speak to Jax that way? How dare you? But then they try and, like, act like they're taking a strong stance later when they're not, and they never do. You know? It's just so hypocritical.
Yeah. No, I agree. So what was Ariana's reaction to Jax saying he has mental problems? And Brittany's like, well, he obviously does. He goes up and down. I mean, it's like, it's not a fucking lie. So please let me hear what you have to say, please.
And Ariana's like, well, he probably does have issues. And, like, my best advice to him is, like, find a therapist, because that's what you do, okay? And Sandoval's like, yeah, do something about it, bro. And Andy's like, well, listen, Lala, I heard that Rand recommended a good double fried chicken sandwich. Could you tell me where that is? That'll be good to have.
I heard that Rand found a great therapist named Colonel Sanders.
And Lala's like, Andy, he didn't just recommend it. He actually paid for that session. And so, Lala, I'm having trouble hearing you. Your lips are so big, it looks like you're just a little girl in a well at this point. Could you pull those things back a little bit? Like, pull them over
Lala,
your face. All right.
Those balloons around your lips have now started to take flight, and you are actually hovering near a ceiling fan. We want to make sure you're safe, so come on down.
She's like, he didn't just recommend it, Andy. He paid for that session, and Jax didn't even show up. And Jax, you know you're my boy, Jax. You know you're my boy.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, there's also talk that Randall stopped following Jax on Instagram. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, Lala, this is typical Lala, too. You know, Lala comes and acts so nice, but all we've seen of Lala is she will be friends with the most popular person. You know, the second these people got in trouble, she totally ditched everybody. It was like, I'm calling Faith, you know, when the rumor was that she pulled a knife on Faith. And was saying that she was hiding all this stuff around her house to see if Faith was going to steal it and all of this stuff. But when all this shit went down, she immediately, you know, called Faith and then stops being friends with everybody else. It's just so Lala, you know? She does it She does. She's done it all season. That was her thing with James. It's like she made up with James, and she couldn't be nice to James because the girls wouldn't let her. So she had to like diss James again, you know?
Yeah, and I also feel like if it had been someone else who had like. By the way, for people who were not, didn't actually watch the show, what happened was that Randall found a really good therapist, allegedly, and set up not only set up an appointment for Jax, but also paid for it, and then Jax didn't show up. Now, and then Lala's just like, you know, you're my boy. You're my boy, and I love you so much, but... And it's like, other people... What I hate is that, like, she was really rude to someone like Ariana all season long, who has... always been Ariana and Tom have really been in Lala's corner for like years when people other people weren't, and but now she has put her she's really gotten behind the Jax horse and for what? Look, he's an asshole. Look, you did something really nice. Randall did something really really nice, believe it or not.
But
and
why Jax should they have to like, pay oh, for fucking Jax's therapy? He's the highest paid.
They
one
shouldn't
on the
have
show.
To. It's like so but crazy. The point is this: it's like her judgment is terrible. Her judgment is terrible.
So she, Sandoval's like, yeah, because he doesn't want to do shit about it. That's why. And he doesn't care. And Jax is like, what is this, a pick on Jax session? What?
Yeah,
we're just going to pick on
classic.
Jax. And then Brittany, I mean, just what Stassi told them they were doing. And then Brittany's like, I guess our friends don't even love us. Be quiet over there, big gulp, Betty. Okay? You're done.
Your friend spent like $45,000 on your 10-event wedding, okay? I think they like you.
They
okay?
just must they... not love us. Ooh. It's like, and I mean, like, it's my meemaw.
And Jax?
It's like, my meemaw's nice, but like, it's my meemaw. It's like, okay, meemaw, I'm going to take you home. We're not going to go shopping. No. Well, I guess this is the last time I'm going to see you. And who knows how long I'm going to even live during all of this. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. I guess our friends don't even love us. What part of Randall buying a therapy session for Jax is not showing love to you? Come on. Don't make me take up for Randall.
So then
Lala's like,
she turns her head.
Lala's like, Brit and Jax, you guys are our people. I ride or die for you. And Brittany like puts up like a hair wall. She like looks away.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like if Fantastic Sam's models were 3D, you know, those pictures when you go get your hair cut at a cheap place and it's just like bad highlights and hair, it's like to the side, you know, and she won't show her face. And she's like, Brittany, come on, Brittany, talk to me, Brittany. And she's like, I'm fine. I'm just trying not to cry, y'all, because I've like done nothing to y'all. I've done nothing to y'all, guy.
Oh God! And so Sandoval starts now getting mad because Jax is saying that everyone's making digs at me. This is what everyone does. They're just making digs at me. He's like, dude, no. It's always at the end of the season. It's always day after day of Jax digging. Oh man, like we just want to help you, dude.
And Jax goes, yeah, I'm not even talking about you, Tom. I'm talking about like everyone else. And Ariana goes, oh, it's not you, Tom. You're just insignificant. Okay, it's not you, Tom. You're just a bad friend, okay? It's not you, Tom. You just suck, Tom, all right?
So then Brittany does this whole thing. She's like, at the end of the day, that's my husband, and I'm always going to take up for him, and no one notices that they do the same shit sometimes. I'm like, you know what? I think you want us to feel like you're some noble cause. You created that noble cause for yourself. It's like me finding a piece of shit on the street and then someone comes to clean it up and saying, listen, no, you can't clear away that shit because this is my shit and I have to take up for it. It's like, Ben, take up for a different cause, not that piece of shit in the street.
And also stop shitting in the street, Ben. How about that?
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, well,
it was Kingsley.
You guys do all the same things too. I mean, it's like a bacon calling a pork ride a pig, Andy. Okay, it's just not fair, Andy. And Ariana's like, go to therapy. Just gotta.
This is why I'm in therapy. I'm a garbage person. I'm a garbage person, a person for garbage. I'll do what the garbage wants me to do.
You want to hear the caw-caw version of that? Because I've got one. Caw-caw!
Mariposa.
Jack's like, we started therapy last week. Relax. Which I'm so sure. So yeah. Britt's
I don't
like,
think eating macaroni and cheese counts as therapy. Well, not that kind of therapy.
It does in this house. Watch your mouth. Watch your dirty
slut
mouth.
I said not that
pen.
Kind of therapy. Not that kind of therapy.
So Brittany's like, well, I do want Jax to get better, and I work on it all the time. Like, it's like a piano class, you know? Like, maybe if I just keep practicing. She's like, I'm always yelling at him. And Ariana goes, I hate that for you. I hate that. She goes, yeah, but he's my husband. She's like, I hate that for you. So then Jax is like, oh, come on. Like, who are Tom and Ariana anyway? Like, who cares what Tom and Ariana think? Like,
so Tom Schwartz, of all people, is a little bit of a voice of reason. He's like, no, Jax, no, this is a good thing. It's a good thing, like the time I brought Skittles for Bubba, you know? So, like, you've talked about having mental health issues, and we're saying, just be more proactive instead of doing the same thing over and over again and expecting the same results, be proactive. I mean, I don't know what proactive really means, but I hear it's really cool.
It means I'm pro actors. You know, I always really like actors. You know, what I do when I have problems is I just start taking a walk on the beach and then don't remember what happened for the next 12 hours. Works every time, right, Bubba?
Yeah. At which point now Tom has like three veins that have burst. Like their entire room is just like bloody. Like, pss, pss, pss. He's like, do something, man. It's exhausting.
And he goes, I'm racking my brain trying to help you, Jax. I'm racking my brain. And Jax goes, I don't even need any help. I don't even need any help.
I don't need any help. I just have mental issues, okay? Why are you picking on my mental issues? I don't need any help. Guys, I just need help. I just need help.
He's such an idiot. So everyone's yelling at each other, and that segment ends. And then Andy's like, okay, no one get up. And then everybody just gets up.
Yeah. So Jax is like, I feel like Andy always has something against me. I don't know what it is. It's like, oh, the narcissism complex rears its head yet again. And Andy goes, who, me?
Yeah, he's like, yeah,
I'm not
Andy.
Against you.
He's like, Andy, yeah, I got thick skin, but it's wearing down over the years, Andy. Yeah, it's called too much microdermabrasion from Groupon, Jax. Okay, you look like a piece of chicken that's being wrapped up to go, okay? Like, stop with that. So
it's
Andy's like,
the
well,
remnants
hey, look,
of Kukuru.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
This is the remnants of Kukuru.
Yeah. So Andy's like, my job is to call people out, Jax. And he's like, but I'm the best I've ever been. I'm the best I've ever been. And then what? I have three bad days? Three bad days? Come on.
I love how he can't keep his story straight because, like, The story leading up to the wedding is that he's a changed man and everything is great. And so he's like, I'm the best I've ever been. This is the best of me. This is the best of Jax. But then his story after the wedding was, I'm losing my mind. I can't think. I want to hurt people. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. I'm unraveling. So which one is it, Jax? Which one? Is this the best of you or is this the, like, I need help. I need help. I'm a work in progress.
Yeah, and Andy tells him, well, I think the problem is that you don't watch the show, Jax, okay? Because there's a disconnect because you don't see what we're seeing. And I'm responding to shit that's happening on the show. You know, what am I supposed to do? And he's like, oh, well, if I slip up just a little bit, it's all we talk about. And he's like, watch the show, okay?
Yeah. And he's like, did you see what happened to Stassi and Kristen last week? Okay, it's not just you, okay? We grill all of you, sort of. Well, maybe fire the girls, but not you. But
yeah, he'll get his.
But that's my way of saying that, like, Jax acts like he's the only one who gets shit on this show. No, y'all get a lot of shit. So stop acting like
I'm coming to this
here.
Like Jax has already been fired. There is no fucking way Jax is coming back to this show. He will be fired, right?
I think he will be.
There's
I think
way.
At this point, because I think the momentum online is getting pretty strong. I mean, who knows if the show's even coming back? Who knows? So Andy's like,
the show
you got
to
watch.
Back. They'll just revamp. They'll just have all new people.
Revanderpump it.
They'll talk.
So, yeah, so Andy's like, yeah, he's like, you gotta watch it, dude, you gotta watch it. And he's like, oh, this is the worst reunion ever. I'm a work in progress. So then we have, oddly enough, as it starts to, like, come into the, as we come towards the final stretch, we go to some, like, sort of smaller story things. So we have Now we talk about Sheena getting that psychic for Dana for her birthday when Dana was not emotionally prepared for it at all. And Sheena's like, well, as a lot of other people on this show have been on Hollywood Medium, having that experience filmed for me was, like, so incredible. And, like, I really found out, like, that my grandma loved crop tops, too. And that was, like, amazing. And so, like, I feel like it was, like, sort of selfish in that moment, like, for me, because I was just, like, assuming that because I had a really amazing experience, that also Dana would have an amazing experience, too. And, like, we could, like, maybe share, like, an emotional crop top together. You know what I'm saying?
All right. And I like that Dana actually said, because my problem with this whole thing was, like, Sheena was trying to be nice. Like, she's still Sheena, and it was stupid but and insensitive. But I think that she was coming from a good place, and I didn't like that Dana kind of turned it, you know, and kept using it against her. But I liked this. Well, first of all, Dana's crying, which when people cry, like, I'm such a big sucker for that. But also, you know, her mom passed away. I mean, the whole thing's so fucking sad, you know. But I like that she said, like, look, honestly, I know she meant it in a good way, but it just really put me on the spot because I'm still really hurt by my mom dying. And, like, I've had to take care of myself my whole life because my dad and I's relationship didn't work out. So I've been, like, on my own, you know. And, like, people think I'm a bitch because I have resting bitch face, but it's, like, active bitch face. Like, it's all the time, you know. Like, it sucks. You know, I'm
sad.
Yeah,
she's like, it's being tough is, like, my only option, at which point Lisa Vanderpump was like, oh dear, do I hear something at the door? Is that the little delicate rap of a broken bird? Oh, dear, you are hired for 10 seasons.
Little birdie, come here. I'd like you to meet the rest of your family. Jiggy, Swiggy, Spoofy, Poofy, Diamonds, Rosé, Corn and Cotton. Come on in, darling.
Bandy, meet your new sister. At last, you finally have a sibling. What about me, Mum? Oh, yes, Max, too. Yes.
So it's a sad segment. And
And
then, everyone's of course, crying. Jax tries to hijack it. He's like, I don't know if anyone can see me crying over here, but I'm crying too. Listen, this isn't only the season I got married, but also I lost both my parents, like, within the span of 5 minutes, all right? So it's about
me
too,
I lost
Dana.
Both my parents. I lost both my parents. You lost one of your parents, which is tragic, but you then iced out the other one.
That was disgusting. He is a disgusting monster of a human being. My God. So,
and Kristen, I like Kristen going, wish we could hug you. I wish, like, because if we could hug you, we would all be around you in, like, one big circle. And it would look like this. It's like, oh, Kristen.
Jax is like, listen, you know what? I lost my parents at the same time, you know. It was a car accident, unfortunately. Dodge Challenger. Don't know if any of you heard of that, but I filed an insurance claim on that. But you guys, you don't understand the pain, guys. No one else understands. And Andy's like, well, I'm curious if talking to people about this makes you regret all the stuff with your mom, Jax. And
yeah,
Jax
like, aren't
is like,
you losing time with your mom right now? Don't you realize that, basically?
Yeah, and Jax is like, yeah, like, especially now with the virus. Like, I mean, I have no idea how my mom is. Like, she could be dead in the pantry for all it's like, Jax, are people not allowed to talk on the phone or email or text
he's
each
acting
other?
Like, she's off in an igloo up in the Arctic Circle. Like she up and abandoned them, and they're like, where's mom? I wonder what's happening with mom. She's exactly where you left her. Like, don't act like, how's my mom doing? I don't know. I mean, it's just a shame that I stopped talking to her. Like, no, you created this situation, Jax.
Yeah, you stopped like, talking to her. Then you went on national TV and trashed her ass. God, I still want to. That will always be one of the great mysteries to me on this show. One of the great cold cases that I hope we find out about one day is what happened there. Because I've never believed that he's just like, she didn't tell me about my dad being as sick as he was. That just doesn't sound right, because he was in interviews before that saying, like, his dad was at a high stage. Or it's just none of it really worked out. And I want to know what the real fight is, because I think it was about money or some shit, you know, that he didn't get what he wanted and stormed out of there. And obviously, I don't know, but I want to know. I want to know.
I think it's probably a lot of projected guilt. I would not be surprised if it's a situation. I mean, I'm sure she's not great either, by the way. She did rear this monster, you know?
Yeah, but she is mortified by it. Because when we saw her on the show, like, she was like, oh, God, Jax, you know?
Yeah.
And Lisa's like, aren't you embarrassed? And she's like, yes.
but that being said, I would not be a surprise if he was like, if he called her and was like, should I come visit Dad? And she's probably like, if you want to, you can, or whatever, da-da-da. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, she did not, if she did not say, you must come right now, let's say, and then he didn't go, and so now he feels really guilty that he didn't go, and he's now blaming her, and it's like, you can't blame, your mom for that, necessarily. I just feel like there's, it's not the story that Jack's telling us. I feel like there's another perspective.
I want to know the real one. So Andy's like, well, that was fun. Let's switch gears, all right? Ariana, how did you feel when you saw it was Lala talking shit about your house and not Stassi after all of that? And that was, thank God he asked that. Thank God. I'm like, that's all I needed. But I did need that question answered, so I'm glad he gave it up.
Yeah, Stassi's like, I have a bone to fucking pick with everyone in this situation. Sheena, how could you be so messy? I guess that's on brand for you. Also, and she's like, well, I direct quote at the wrong person, and I swear you chimed in, but I'm so sorry, Stassi. And, like, Brett's like, hey, I just want to apologize for misleading Sheena into giving the wrong quote. Like, even though I told her what the right quote was, but she's just, like, in love with me, so I apologize for making her fall in love with me and misquote. Sorry.
And I'm married. And Stassi's like, yeah, well, you can say I'm Regina George, that's true, and you can say that I'm bad credit Stassi, because that's been true as well, but to say it so easily, it's like you're just, like, waiting to get it out, like, I like you. What is it, how many years is it gonna take for you to understand that I like you, okay? Yeah.
Stassi's ongoing desire for Ariana's approval is the gift that keeps on giving. Or was the gift that kept on giving. Oops. So Ariana's like, she's like, you know what? I lost it. I sounded like a psycho. I get it. But also, garbage person. That's what I am. I'm a garbage person. Give me a G. Give me an A. Don't give me any more letters because I just want to say gah.
But she's, you know, still Lala doesn't get put on the spot about it.
Yeah, she doesn't. That really bothered me.
Yeah. Because... It bothered me too. But we go to Sheena sending a group text to everybody, like a ranch joke about marrying ranch instead of Bo or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack's like, what does it say? What does it say? And they're like, you can't look at this because you refuse to group chat. So fuck you. You don't get to know what it is.
Yeah. And so now we start talking about the Dana, Max, and Brett triangle. I was like, are we really ending this reunion on this note? Maybe they thought they would end on this note because they're going to pivot towards them next season. I don't know, but two out of three of the triangle are gone. So
it's so try-hard.
Yeah, so bullshit. Why does Max feel like he has a say in who Dana hooks up with? And Max's like, well, at the time, like, Brett and I were, like, inseparable. Like, he was becoming the Sandoval to my Schwartz. I'm like, oh, man, you willingly give yourself Schwartz? That's sad.
That is sad, and it's also really try-hard to be like, we're the next Tom and Tom. Like, no, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Fired.
Yeah,
the new bar in West Hollywood.
Fired. Bo's like, but Max, you didn't even seem to be fully into the relationship anyway. And Danica's like, and the way that you talked about her, like, oh, if I fuck her, would you be mad? Like, if I fuck her, like, honey, this is a dual partnership. So if she chooses to have sex with you, okay, that's what it's all about. Okay, that's what it's all about. My nostrils have. They're inverted now. Okay. They have inverted.
Oh, so, yeah. Brett's like, well, listen, I had to consider my bro's feelings, all right? And Andy's like, I think Max and Brett should date. And Lisa says, cheers to that!
And Brett's like, you know, I asked Max, and she was like, yeah, but you weren't direct. That was the thing. You weren't direct, which is so true. Like, and that's Brett's whole thing, is that he always acts like he's being super honest, but he's actually never upfront with how he feels or what he thinks or what he says. So there.
I know. I'm so sorry. I'm, like, totally bowing out of this section. I think it's just such crap. It's all such a lie. And Dana, basically, Andy asks about Brett and Dana's relationship. And Brett's like, well, we were together, but then I realized, like, you know, she was just a little too into me, Andy. I mean, it was moving a little fast.
It was,
like,
going a little too fast.
I didn't need to shoot with her anymore, you know? So Dana's like, that's bullshit. I dumped you because you said that, and it was ridiculous. Like, we were seeing each other, like, a couple of times a week, and then I was like, want to go to a movie? And then you were like, whoa, this is moving too fast, so I dumped you.
Yeah. And he goes, so I was being honest with you. I was being honest. Oh, shut up. You weren't being honest, because if you had been honest all along, then you wouldn't have made her, like, this... If you had been honest all along, she would have known exactly the sort of pace that you would have allegedly wanted to be at and probably would not have even bothered. But you wanted to get some action, so you slept with her a few times, and then when she wanted to see a movie, instead of sleeping with you. That's what, oh, it's going too fast. Yeah. Too fast.
Lame. So then we get to the finale party where Danica got in a fight and got kicked out and over a thirsty little Sheena twin. And yes. Everybody's basically cheering her on except Vanderpump, of course, who has nothing to say about anything else that just happened. It's just when it comes back to Danica. She's like, but I can't afford someone on the floor as explosive as you are. We're going to have to talk about that going forward, Missy.
Yeah, she's like, when you're in hospitality, Danica, you're really going to have to check yourself because I cannot have a loose cannon on the floor. I'm like, did you not see Lala last season who cursed out poor Raquel, called her the C word? And like, honestly, if they were still maintaining the ruse that Lala did not have a sugar daddy, was not living in the hills, she would be a hostess again this season. Come on.
And I wish they would have asked Danica about getting kicked out of the season premiere party because she got kicked out of that too. Didn't she?
I think she did.
I think there were police there. Was it her that got kicked out?
Oh, yeah. I think I heard about that.
I think she got, like, arrested or something at the season premiere party. So, I don't know. I'm not sure if that happened, so don't sue me, okay? It's just stuff I read on the internet. Yeah. Okay, so then we move on to James's apology to Fat Man, Fat Man, Fat Man, Fat Man, Fat Man. You're with the Fat Man.
Fat Man. He's a big fat man. He's a fat, fat man with a fat, fat face and a fat, fat body because he's a fat, fat man. Yeah, girl.
I just love that they're like, James, let's watch your apology clip. Fat man, fat man, fat man, fat man, fat man. He's a fat man. That's why.
It's like, so how's your relationship with Randall been? He's like, it's been really great. I mean, ever since I apologized to that fat man, he's been really treating me like a skinny man. And it's been really wonderful. I don't see any evidence of him being a fat man anymore, except physically. You know what I'm saying?
I don't call him fat man anymore, Andy. Now I just call him man. Man.
And he really pushed Lala back into my life. So I really have to be thankful for that. And Lala's like, I thought it was just, like, amazing just to see James' growth. And my fiancé is just, like, the most amazing man I've ever met in my life.
God, what a waste of space. Jesus Christ. So, final words. Kristen, do you miss your friendship? Does anybody still care? And then Kristen pulls her, like, oh, of course. I miss monumental moments. Caw, caw, butterfly, Mary Poppins.
Do I wish I could have shared my relationship with Alex with them? Yes. Do I wish I could have shared my house with them? Yes. Do I wish I could have shown them that time that I got some peanut butter and it was crunchy instead of creamy? And I was like, oh, yes.
And Katie's just so bored. Katie has not... This is like the best reunion episode with Katie never saying one thing. I mean, this is like my favorite thing. Not one damn word came out of Katie's mouth. It's like they're taking my notes. So then Vanderpump gives a speech about how we've been through so much in the world as a country. And she really wants people to have the same cohesion we had going into this.
I have to say, I only recently found out that there was a pandemic. No one told me. But now that I know, I will say it's unacceptable, and we have to spend our time appreciating each other.
Yeah. And Jack's like, yeah, I'm good with how things are. I'm good with how things are. And Brittany's like, well, personally, I think if Jax and Tom hung out together, they'd be good. But they hadn't talked this whole time, Andy. It's just all hearsay, okay? I was like, it's all hearsay. What have you been watching The Good Wife in quarantine?
I know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I've been watching Perry Mason. So she's like, and then she and Jax have this like quiet moment where she's like, don't get so angry at me, Jax. Don't get so angry. He's like, well, don't contradict me in front of these people. Don't contradict me. Which is that fucked up bullshit we've been talking about for like three seasons now about how like Jax is circling the wagons around their relationship, which is totally a manipulative thing to keep like the woman like under his thumb, like in control. It's just like to me, it's a sign of terrible, terrible things. So Lisa's like, she's like, what I want to see from all these people is a concerted effort for all of them to put it all back together. This is not good. We all have to come together as a terrible team of people who do problematic things all the time, but still somehow have a job at my restaurants.
Yes. I just want to get back to failing upwards. Can we do that, please? So then Andy brings on all the men. Well, some of the men.
Yeah.
He brings
poor
on
Peter. This is Peter's moment to come back, right? This is when he comes on stage with his little shots, you know, and they do that. But there was no... They didn't even ask Peter to make a Zoom square.
Yeah, Peter's so lame. So basically we see all the guys, and Andy's like, Randall, for years you were reluctant to be on the show. She wouldn't even say your name. She just talked about tossing some guy's salad. That's pretty much it. So what do you have to say about that? Now that we've got a face to the that beautiful tossed salad image, what do you say about that?
Well, I was petrified for years to come onto the show, you know, but then, you know, once the divorce was finally through and I got rid of a few of the mistresses, then I was like, okay, I can do this, all right? So I came on here, and you know what? At the end of the day, these are her family, and I just wanted to support her, and everyone made it fun and easy. Plus, production offered me two fried chicken patties per day. Instead of per diem, it was more per chickeniem, and I couldn't turn that down.
So then we see Brock, still hot, and all I hear, he says a lot of dumb things, but he's just hot. And then
she's like, well, they're like, well, I was like, well, hey, does being in quarantine with Sheena make you just dig her even more? Because like, oh man, I've learned a lot, and I think she's a good person, and you guys are such good friends that at the end of it, like, you all love each other. She has a big heart, and I'm Australian and didgeridoo. Thank you.
And then Sheena's like, kiss me. Did you notice it? She's like, kiss me. And he kisses her, but like keeps looking at the camera. He's like,
did not notice that.
Like, he doesn't also want to miss his second of camera time there. God forbid.
I just want to take this moment on television to announce that tomorrow we will be having blueberries in the pancakes. I thought these strawberries. Blueberries. Blueberries it is. Blueberries in the pancakes tomorrow.
And that's pretty much it. Brittany's like, I love you guys, even though we just squirmed at each other.
And Andy goes, wow, well, I can't wait to see you all in person soon. And Stassi goes, thank you, Andy, which was sort of a hilarious bit of irony there.
Well, there we go. It's over. So, guess the next step is to see what the hell is going to happen now on Vanderpump Rules.
Who knows? Who knows? Big question marks. But in the meantime, I'll tell you what's happening next in the world of Watch What Crappens. Selling Sunset is going to be, I believe that's our next episode, right?
Our next episode is Selling Sunset. And that will be our fifth episode of the week. So we'll be back after that next week. And of course, we'll have a bonus up this week and all that good stuff too. So go check it out. Go check out our other shows. Go to
watch
the
videos.
And by the
way, it's going to be Selling Sunset Season 2, Episode 2, I should also mention.
Yes, and that will also be a video. We're going to record that right after this. So that will also be a video available on Crappens On Demand. Guess what? We love you.
What?
Hi, Sid.
Sounds great. All right. Everyone, be safe, and we'll talk to you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.